Chapter 1. Reinforce his attraction and train him to chase you. Number 1. Never be too accessible. Before a serious relationship develops, do not allow yourself to be too available to a man, as men quickly tire of that which is easily obtained. You've probably heard all this before, over and over in every woman's magazine or dating advice blog, but just because it's always mentioned doesn't mean you should take it for granted. As a guy, I can honestly say that one of the most common reasons men lose interest in women is because the women in question do not present enough of a challenge. Giving a man total access to your time and attention, especially early on in a budding romance, is the kiss of death. Men, even the good guys, soon get bored of that which is both easy to obtain and easy to access. Now, I know some women listening to this are going to roll their eyes, but here's the thing. Being a challenge will not only increase your chances of maintaining his interest, but it will also separate the lazy man from the ambitious ones. Men's brains are actually wired to solve problems as well as to search for and avoid danger. A challenging, desirable woman presents a man with a healthy problem that's worth solving. And losing the attention of such a woman also creates a level of threat in his mind, the kind of threat that will force him to find creative ways in which to avoid it. This is also the reason why a man who may seem disinterested in you suddenly becomes proactive about securing your exclusive affections the moment he realizes other men are after you. These other men not only pose a potential threat, but they also increase your value as a sought-after mate. Now, to clarify, when I say that men want a challenge, I'm not referring to the art of playing hard to get. Instead, you should actually be hard to get. And what this means is you should have an exciting, attractive life of your own. The kind of life that a man doesn't feel like he has to save you from, but the kind of life that makes him feel as if a relationship with you will add value to his own life. It's not a contradiction when you hear men say they want a challenge, but that they don't want a woman who plays games. What men really mean when they say this is that they want a woman who has high standards, who presents herself as a worthy companion, and who also has zero tolerance for guys who play games. Great guys want to feel as if being with a woman is both an honor and an adventure. Men rarely admit this, but they want your attention. In other words, men want to desire a woman just as much or even more than a woman wants to be desired by a desirable man. But if access to you is super easy and your attention is super cheap, guys are going to get bored with you very quickly. Also consider that being a challenge means that men want to meet you happy in your singlehood. Great guys want to meet you already content with your single status. Notice I didn't say complacent, but content. Being content in your singlehood means you're satisfied, fulfilled, and enjoying what you already have. This is ridiculously attractive to men because it doesn't scream that a woman is needy or desperate. It communicates confidence and high value. On the other hand, being complacent in your singlehood means you've settled, given up, and simply not interested in a romantic relationship. So what does this mean in a nutshell? It means that you shouldn't be so eager to give up your family, friends, hobbies, dreams, and aspirations the minute a new guy expresses an interest in you. Why? Chances are, many of these things are what helped to attract him to you in the first place. Number 2. Be cautious in how you keep in touch with a man. Do not dominate the initiations of contact if you want to keep his interest in you both elevated and unmistakable. As a relationship between you and Mr. McDreamy begins to develop, it'll be to your best advantage not to always be the one who initiates contact between the two of you. If you find yourself in a position where you are predominantly the first one to text, call, and make plans, you're playing the ugly game of chase a man. Again, I know some women will listen to this and roll their eyes while thinking, why can't I just text or call him when I want to? Or why can't I just keep in touch with someone I'm interested in without it being an issue? Well, it's because we men are very unique creatures when it comes to our egos and our sense of entitlement. We only value the things that we've worked for. Therefore, if you always lead the interactions, you're only making him lazy. Dominating the initiation of contact has the potential to train a guy to become indifferent to you. If you're always the one to first show an interest in seeing him or even keeping in touch with him, you're robbing him of the space he needs to miss